referenced was clear on who the client was, but my suspicion is it's the back neighbor, if that's the concern, and therefore we may have opposition from the person that's going to be impacted from this, just through an attorney.
I think the back neighbor's
all right. Rick, have any more thoughts?
Too large a house on too small a lot.
I mean, I get that this lot meets our definition of this is an exceptionally small, and it's an odd shape as well with the layout of it. I think that it's tough for me to say we're going to grant a variance on three sides that are all three, not the other lot that they own, the one lot that they own that they can encroach on or not. That seems odd for me, especially when there's opposition. And I understand that the neighbor behind has a 1 foot setback and saying, well, I don't want another 1 foot setback. I get that. Well, they shouldn't have it either. However, I do have the safety concern that two residential buildings, literally 2 feet from each other, and you see it in bigger cities, but I think they follow code and put in sprinklers, and it's a different issue there. That the only way I would even consider this is if we said the fire district would have to approve that, and I don't know if the fire district even wants to approve residential because currently they don't. So right. I don't know how comfortable I am saying yes, we'd allow that to be built for a safety concern.
There's also an opportunity, and I know that there's the cost associated with it, but you know the plans are drawn up showing a 30 by 31 building, and if this could be reconfigured, if the awning that is on the front of the house, if it could be reconfigured to the side of the house or something like that, and they would be able to use this additional lot. I think there are options there. But to have a 1 foot setback on the front, 1 foot setback on the back.
Yep. Since there was opposition, the applicant does have an opportunity to speak again if they want to come back up and have a comment.
Yep.
What Miller said.
Yeah. Yep. Guys, did you want to have any additional comments?
I was going to ask, our contractor was asking, are you willing to encroach the setbacks at all, or if it needs to adhere 100% to the current?
For me personally, and I can't speak for the board, but when you have the other property available right there to reconfigure a structure that would fit, then I would be to hold the line for the setbacks as they're written. Because there's property available, and you can configure a home on both lots that'll meet standards for you and meet the standards for their.
Well,
that's my personal.
Possibly, opinion. But I think that Trent was saying that may not be an option. But
if you own the lot, I can't imagine you not being able to build on it.
Another question he had was, could it possibly be resurveyed? Because it looks like there's some property that it ends, but the road is still several feet away from the property
line. Well, you'd resurvey it.
Yeah, you probably should.
Have done that, yeah.
Yeah, for your benefit, for sure, you always want to have it surveyed. And your second lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we had it resurveyed and we were able to fit it in within those setbacks of the new surveyed land, that would be okay.
Well, if it's within the setbacks of the community, we're not involved at all.
Okay.
You don't need us at all.
I would say personally, I would consider some type of a setback. I guess my fear is having two residential structures that close together is a real safety concern in my mind. I would want, if you're going to come back and request, hey, let's do 3 feet as opposed to 5 feet, that the fire district that would have to respond out there gives you something saying, yes, that would be okay.
Okay.
If they certify, yep, we're okay with this, then I would have less concern with granting a variance in at least the side setback, in the back setback where there's another house.
If it sounds like that house is going to be demolished soon, I think that's what Daryl said.
And I don't know what he's going to do with the property. He just wants to get rid of that trash. I don't know if
But even if he were to build on it, he would have to come here for the new variances, correct?
Well, if he...
Not if he meets the setback.
Sure. I mean, like, if he wanted to build it in the exact same spot that one is in, he would need to come here anyway.
And, yes.
Yeah.
And we most likely would not allow that.
Yeah, 1 foot setback is rare.
Yeah. And dangerous.
Yeah. I do say on your empty lot that you... I don't see as many structures behind it, and maybe there's less concern on that lot. Again, I'm just speaking for me. I don't know about the other board members.
Yeah, I guess what's frustrating to me, this is just I thought we picked that lot to kind of appease the people behind us, and now here we are. So I have no problem moving that structure over one bit.
Okay.
I think it's mainly the centering point. So I think if we had it surveyed and that center point came out further towards the street, it might help us.
Mm.
Well, to close this out, we need to go ahead and have a vote or a motion.
Oh, can I ask one more
question?
Sure. I'm so sorry. He said, would the county be willing to allow us to straighten out that lot? So right now it goes in, it would just have to be resurveyed, correct? And if it happened, but we can't straighten that out at all.
I'm going to look to you to maybe give some insight on that, but it looks like the road curves, and I think there's low chance of that.
You're already at the minimum width for probably a fire truck in there.
Okay.
You're not going to get the county to narrow that down where that would be an issue.
Yeah, I couldn't remember how much room there was from the road to
and
that.
Excuse me, go ahead.
I'm sorry, it's 21 feet wide.
But to resurvey, all you're going to do is locate the pins and know exactly where the lot lines are. You mm-hmm. can't change those by resurveying it. All you will do is establish if the pins that you presently have are where they belong.
Right.
But you couldn't straighten or move a lot line by a survey.
If we approved a front setback but did not approve a back setback, which means you may be able to adjust your awning, would you still be able to make something work there?
I think it depends on the sizing.
Yeah.
So he was 5 feet, which my assumption is that awning is more than 5 feet. So you could still build there if we approved one but not the other. You just wouldn't be able to have the awning?
If it works with our contractor, yeah.
Or is that something you guys would like to go back and visit about and then bring it to the board?
If you approved that and we came back and just that's not going to work, then we would come back.
You'd have to reapply it and push it back a month, unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, because we're talking 5 feet, right?
Correct.
On the front end or the back. We'd be
pushing
it.
What's the setback on the front?
Ten in the front.
Ten in the
front.
Five
on the backs and sides.
All right, so... If they got rid of their awning, I don't have a dimension on it.
I think it's 8 feet. Here, let me see if. Hey, Justin, are you still there?
Rick, is it on that form, I guess?
Yes, I am.
The front awning porch area is 8 feet. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I think if you didn't have an awning there, I think the center lot is, that center line, it might be deep enough, because what is it, 40, I can't remember the distance on that center point of the lot.
I think they're saying we would essentially need to take off 5 feet front to back in order to fit if they went ahead and...
46 feet and change.
46 feet and change, he said.
Yeah. Your drawings show your house is 30 feet deep and the awning's 8, so you're asking for 38.
If they covered front porch, that would, and they gave us some leeway on the back, then it would work, right?
Well, you wouldn't need the leeway on the back if you got rid of the awning.
Yeah, or you just had a 3-foot awning, not an 8-foot awning.
Correct.
Yeah, they said that we could do a 3-foot awning instead of an 8-foot awning.
Which isn't going to help you much, but...
So I think the question is do we take that deal and work with it, or do we, you know, go back to the drawing board, and then if it doesn't work, we can always come back here and, I guess, ask for a different one.
Well, if we take that deal and then we still go back to the drawing board, forward, does it make any difference? Because we still have to go through the same process again, right?
That's correct.
Yes. We're like, we're approved if it works for us, and then if it doesn't, then we could reassess?
Yes. Yes.
And I mean, I would just take the deal and we'll see what we can work with. And
but do you like to ask the question? I just want to make sure.
Sure, no, I appreciate it. so they, I think they need to discuss okay. if that's something that they're willing okay. to give us or not.
Okay.
Well, does some... Can we formalize a motion?
Well, I want to make sure that Rick would agree with this, because I think you had the most hesitation, but my biggest concern is building that close. Doesn't make sense to me from a safety perspective. If we're now bringing it out 5, so theoretically it's 6 feet in between there, I think that changes things in my mind some. It's hard to say we'll never give a variance there because so many of them are unconforming that it's not fair that you make somebody. This is a unique lot. I think they have an exceptional circumstance with a disabled daughter that necessitates a change to that. I don't see the safety hazard of a 1 foot setback in the front just because of the fact they're on the top of that curb as opposed to the other side. I might say, ooh, I don't know that you're going to stick out in the street. The street curves there. So I'm comfortable with the front setback of 1. If you start looking, I think that's probably similar to what the other buildings already are.
So that's given 9.
Or you could say no on at all, and now you've got to have a 4 foot in the front as opposed to 10.
Well, I wouldn't be comfortable with a 1. You know, it's hard for me to approve a variance when they have a lot available to build on and don't need a variance at all.
That's a good point.
You know, if you had 1 lot and no other options, that's a lot different. And I'm not sure that I see the hardship at this point, other than they want to put a home on 1 lot and reserve the other for possible resale.
You're right. I don't think I heard it is not possible to do this. It was we didn't want to do it, but it's, yeah, I haven't heard that you cannot make that work, which it very well may be the case, but I think we have to go down that road first before we, yeah. Dave, you haven't shared your thoughts yet, or have you?
I kind of did. Okay. And Trent's in that area. Yeah, I probably ought to ask him his opinion.
The real question that I have is that whether or not they would be able to combine those lots, but from the county standpoint, it certainly sounds like they could. The only thing that would be stopping them would be the HOA, which, you know, we don't have any say in that.
Yeah, Trent, can you help me understand the comment where you didn't think it was possible to combine those two lots? That's from... At HOA.
Yeah, and I don't have all the details. I just know that there was a resident a couple years back that went to the county and did indeed combine the two lots, but then there was a lawsuit and they lost. And I'm not sure what happened after that or what the cause was. That's why I suggest that they probably research that, because I do know that there was some type of issue where it has to do with the separation of the dues for that HOA, but again, that's just as a recommendation. They may want to verify that, because that was what I saw happen a couple of years ago. And just to voice my opinion on that, I totally agree with the safety of the setback of the side and the back, but I also agree that there is some room for variance in my mind at the front because of that concave.
Yeah, agree.
9 foot, what's the number?
Are you asking me what the number
is? Yes, sir. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Trent.
I think that, you know, my mind feels pretty safe at the 5 feet. I don't know. I really want to see that road before I say I agree with the 1 foot.
Good point. Cody, the lot directly to the north, I guess it'd be across the street to the north, so it'd be 2 lots to the north. Is that not a double lot there? Does it look like it's twice as big? So 1 up north. There we go.
This one?
Yeah, back in the 90s, they had a